I'm going to talk all over the intro music.
Why?
And it started lower than it should have, but here we are.
Is this for real?
Yeah, this is going to be recorded. This will be the show.
Why?
The kids like that talking, singing stuff.
No.
Really?
And they don't like your hair like that either. Why did you buzz all
your hair off? I don't sound like the third eye blind where I talk rap to the kids.
Third eye blind.
A little doot doot doot. Doot 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 doot.
Is that third eye blind?
That's how you sing it.
That's
how you classy like sing it.
That's Taco putting on the Ritz. That was not third eye blind.
Dun dun dun. Semi charmed kind of life. Now I'm Richard Cheese.
Yes.
You need to flip your phone over. Just seeing it light up is enough to distract me.
All right, darling.
Mine's kind of flipped over, but I'll be looking at it all the time.
Why?
It's a phone.
Yeah.
Don't act like you're not hooked on yours.
I'm not.
It's an amazing portal to a fun dimension so much better than the life I actually exist in.
Why? Shouldn't you want that to carry over in your real life?
I do.
Yeah.
It's the same way I watch TV. Like I watch Aliens and I'm like, I want Hudson in my living room. Make that happen.
I'm Don Draper.
Exactly. Why isn't Homer Simpson on the couch with me?
TV doesn't work that way. I need some smoke to abuse women. Just use them like toilet paper.
I want to do acid with Silver Fox.
Oh, my.
That was the best.
I don't follow it. I've only seen the first couple seasons and a couple newer ones with you, so I'm behind. I'm out of the loop. And now this season's over, so I missed the whole thing. I saw the first two with you.
You can buy it on iTunes for like $20.
Yeah, but I'd need to kind of start over. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
So you need discipline about these things.
Yeah, I'm not dedicated.
No one wants to just half-ass the TV show.
I did get through all of Orange is the New Black. I got through all.
You made it through all 13-hour-long episodes.
Yeah.
The ceiling for you is the sky, kid. You're going places.
That's right. I'm the moon.
If you've got,
are you kidding me? I lassoed the moon with that
if
one.
If you've got the kind of buns of iron that can sit through 13 hours of TV.
It took me 4 days, so. Oh, God.
Wow, what focus.
Yeah.
Average of.
But Mad Men, I mean, that's going to take a long time.
You got a lot of work ahead of you, but I think you can do it.
Let me crack my knuckles and
get
started. Yeah,
really hunker down.
That's right.
Put on a diaper like that crazy broad who drove down to Florida
Actually, you know that chick that did that? No, it's not her.
It was like the shuttle girl.
Yes, it's not her. I'm getting her mixed up with the Runaway Bride. But you know the one Runaway Bride, and they started doing all of those photos of her where she's got this like deer in the headlights look.
They always find the one crazy photo to put out.
Yeah,
there.
But you notice some of my photos, that photo that I just posted on Twitter of you and I together, I have that look. like I've got, you know, maybe fun in the back and crazy in the front.
I love you, but
good thing we're friends.
No one's ever gonna call you the barometer of normalcy.
I know that's true. Oh goodness.
It's never like, wait, who killed them? Allison Frank. No.
Isn't she a nurse?
Yeah.
She seems so, she helped get my cat out of a tree. She doesn't even like cats.
You're the type if people heard you did something crazy, you'd just be like, well, just like that. Just a little bit of a head scratch. A second or two to imagine the scenario. It happened that quickly. And they're like, yeah.
Well, it's funny because I have some of these odd conversations. And I think because I'm so talkative and kind of open myself, then it lends itself. And I do lend a great deal of trust and I'm an excellent confidant. And with those components, people, you know, are open to me about
certain
things.
That's true. I don't know about any of the listeners having sent you dick pics yet. And I mean that.
The listeners?
It sounds sarcastic, like wink, wink. You show them to me right before the show and we both laugh together, but
no.
I haven't seen anything.
No.
I'm sure you get some.
I don't think from the listeners.
Really?
No.
Come on, Basement Nation. Pick it up.
That's right. You're not.
Some Polish
sausage.
Well,
actually, one person did, and it was the two dicks from the Bewitched show. Those are the dick pics I got.
I get puns.
Yeah. But actual wieners, I did get a couple from a couple Twitter people. Unprompted. They just.
Well, that's nice.
Here's my wiener. But they.
I like when someone abuses the DM covenant that quickly. When it's like, oh, thanks for following me back. Here's this. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Did you get the cheese platter?
There's a coupon for the Home Depot, and here's my scrotum.
Why don't you get your Tupperware Jell-O mold and come on over to the picnic, the cul-de-sac party this weekend?
I'm trying to think of the Simpsons episode where they get the new next door neighbor and they come over with the welcome basket, and just included in the basket is hardcore pornography. And Marge is like, I guess this is for the man of the house. And it's like Ass Masters Volume 5 or Sexist. Oh, I forgot what it was. But
I think a lot of guys would like to move to that neighborhood.
I was going
to
say, I love that concept. Just like All American Town. Like, here's your pornography. Yeah. What did you do?
Nothing.
What did you do?
That was not.
Did you get your Iron Man heart too close to the board and it created interference?
What was that for real?
That was creepy.
That's
as
because
hell.
You know why? Because when you had Skipper come in here and mess with the board, and then I made a joke about, hey, like,
yeah,
it's all your fault.
Way to joke about that, and then he got pissed that I brought the water bottle in here.
Oh, did he say something?
Yeah, he was like, and don't drink from your water bottle during the show.
You know why? It's not because of your water bottle. I said, John said this was all your fault. That's why the board isn't working and my mic isn't working. And I said, do you want to get back at him for that? And he says, I'm more of a passive. I said, why don't you go out there and break his legs? And he said, I'm more of a passive. And I said, so are you?
He wasn't joking about any of that.
No, listen, he was, because then he said, I said, are you going to go slash his tires while we're in here recording? You know, I'm trying to help him out, right?
Yeah.
And then he says.
No, I think Paul is a real Woodrow about water. I don't think it was a joke.
No, listen.
And your sarcasm doesn't translate
all the time.
I know you think it's adorable, but you just say horrible things. And people who aren't keyed into your sense of humor just take them at face value.
No, listen. So he said, I'm more passive than that, but I would pee in his water bottle.
Oh.
And so that's why he said don't drink it.
No, I think he just said
no,
it for the
sake of it.
No, he
doesn't care that you drink it in here.
Really?
No, it was because he was going to pee in it. And so he knew that you would come back and say something to me.
I hope he didn't. You're the universal language that isn't of Allison's humor translated.
He laughed. I mean, even though
you would love walking
Skip
up
is
to
a little
like
bit out there.
The grandma of someone I was dating. And you'd be like, oh, pleasure to meet you. John says you're a real see you next Tuesday.
I wouldn't.
You would do that.
I don't even talk like that. Anyhow,
pull out her little ram's horn to put to her ear the way old people listen. Yeah. You go, what?
And then I just correct him and say, punt. He called you a punt.
Let's do the intros.
Oh,
I like
yeah.
the intro 10 minutes in.
Well,
this is when
know,
people have actually started
you
listening.
You don't mind
right?
if I take my shirt off, do you?
Your jacket, not your shirt. This isn't a bordello.
Listen, I have to tell you what my neighbor said.
That's like, I have to pee in my pants. Ooh, I meant the toilet. Get the words right. There's a language for a reason.
So the neighbor comes over yesterday and she says to me, I open the door.
She says, when are we going to do the intro?
No, but this pertains to this. And she says, I open the door and she comes in and she goes, wow, look at you. You're all dressed up. Hey, are you going out? And I was like, I looked down at myself and I was in a ripped white t-shirt.
I was going to say, is dressed up with you like the bathrobe is tied off above your breasts? As opposed to just tying it like a dude.
I had this ripped white t-shirt and these black yoga pants on. Uh-huh. And I said, I looked at her kind of puzzled and I said, I'm not dressed up. She goes, oh, well, you have clothes on.
I was going to, is that a big thing for you?
It's like, when have I ever come to the door nude? Like, what is wrong with this person?
I don't know. But I'm not part of your like 9.5 weeks sexual, psychosexual web of whatever you do.
I'm not just skipping to the mailbox in heels. That's not me.
Nothing else.
I mean, yeah, okay. I got to go water the plants.
I dropped the electricity bill. Oops, my meat flaps are out.
Yeah, that's right. I got to get the paper.
Hi, Mr. Neighbor. Did you enjoy the show?
And now the intros.
You're listening to an episode of Papa's Basement, hosted by John Papagiorgio.
Oh, the movie announcer's here.
I'm not going to do that voice.
I like the pilot better, but anyhow.
The pilot's voice. I think the pilot's voice will be in, we're going to put a little extra.
Oh, no, don't put that on.
In this episode after the outro music.
Oh, gosh.
We're going to stick that at the end of the episode.
Well, my mom would love it.
Something for you to listen to.
A little vacation. For all of our listeners who missed Vacation Bible School.
Yes.
This is for them.
And I think we get an extra 3 minutes of content. So we can punch out of here at like the 18-minute mark. We're pretty set.
Seriously, did we sing for 3 minutes? I hope not.
Well, we did the pilot shtick and then Father Abraham. Just listen to the end of the episode. All this will make sense.
No, don't skip it.
Oh, we're putting it on. I'm putting it at the end. We're set.
Oh, gosh.
This is the 6th year, this August, of Papa's Basement.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. We've pulled out all the stops.
Is that why you shaved your head?
Yes. Your favorite guest, my shaven head. It's and awful. The gray spot that looks like I'm just bald. You like that one?
No, I don't. I hate
if when I were you a do dog, I'd be named Spot.
No, it just looks terrible. I hate it when men do that.
What, the shaven head?
The buzz.
What about Vin Diesel? What about?
You're not bald. Your brother is bald, and he does bald well. You gave yourself a military buzz, and like that's like
this way from I have to get it cut every 4 months. It's great.
It's one step below the flat top, which I don't like that either.
I wanted
like,
a
you're
flat
not in
top
the army
so badly as a kid. There was a G.I. Joe named Gridiron, I think, and Gridiron had a flat top.
This is horrible.
And I wanted to buy that just so I could take it into hair cuttery and say, "Give me this."
Hair cuttery.
Give me this, and then I'm going to go stomp a hippie.
You can't get that from the hair cuttery. You need to go to a barbershop that has Maude with the beehive. She's the one. Or
I never did get it as a kid.
Floyd the barber can do that for you. Go to Mayberry.
I hate going to the barber. It used to be a pleasant experience.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what. They keep dragging the damn razor across my neck. Not the straight razor they use, but the little clippers.
Yeah.
And I'm going to. You get hepatitis from that crap. They don't clean it off. It's just skin cells and all that junk. And then they're breaking my skin and breaking the next guy's skin. I wouldn't take a haircut after Magic Johnson. I'll put it that way.
But my dad goes to this in Providence. Right outside Providence is a little place called, I think it's either Centerdale or, yeah, I think it's Centerdale. And he goes to this Italian barbershop. And that's how he gets all of his gossip, too. And he's been going there for like, I don't know, 20, 30
what
years
is, or whatever. What is the gossip? What is the scuttlebutt in the Italian barbershop?
It's like hanging out with all the old Sopranos guys. It is actually so. And they all have a Rhode Island accent, so it's
you know Tommy's funny daughter? I saw her with a cullet in town. Is it that kind of thing?
Not anymore. I mean, it's more like, I don't know. It's a lot of old stuff, you know. But probably now it's probably everybody's
so they wouldn't
dying
be like, I heard the best show ever, and you can find episodes of it every Monday and Thursday.
Oh, how
at
about that?
InPapasBasement.com.
Do you have your New England accent?
No.
Your brother
I kind of didn't botch
ever
it for two. Well, I can't just do cold accents on air. Like, I'm not as bad as when I do hop into it on air. Like, if I fiddle around, I can do an okay accent typically. Yeah. But when we do them on the shows, I'm just butt awful. Just butt awful.
And you're usually spot on.
I'm usually not horrible, but something about doing them on the show, if I haven't prepped it, I suck.
Oh, gosh. I told you, your brothers all sound like my friend Joel. Every one of his accents, it sounds whether he's doing a Kennedy or if he's doing, it doesn't, Bugs Bunny, no matter who he does.
My Kennedy is an impression of Mayor Quimby.
His all sound like Yogi Bear. It's like, hey, boo-boo, how about that picnic basket? Hey, Marilyn Monroe, sing me happy birthday. And I'm like, they all sound like Yogi Bear. What's the big idea? Oh, gosh. Except when he's excited or giddy about sex. Then he sounds like the Pillsbury Doughboy. And he's like,
we all like, sound that way.
Like somebody just pushed his stomach. I was like, I hope you don't really do that with
in
women.
In Soviet Russia, picnic basket snatches you. I screwed it up. Damn it.
Close. So close.
Thank you. Just tripping over my own dunce tongue, my paralyzed tongue, my stroke victim tongue. Yeah, go to InPapasBasement.com. That's where we host the show. Like I said before, every Monday, every Thursday, new hour-long episode there. We've been a little lazy about it lately, but...
I mean, that's you.
Yeah.
You have been a little lazy about it.
I got things to do.
Yeah. Like watch all seasons of Mad Men in one sitting, in your diaper.
That's true. Massive bed sores. The eye of Jupiter had
that's
nothing on
that's why you have
them
a nurse as a co-host.
Yes.
So I have to
every
look at
so
all
often,
your lesions.
You just clap and you go, diety time. And I just stand up and I yank it down and you spritzer my butthole.
That's not really how it's done, but I mean, in your mind. I mean, things can drop out onto the floor and have a mess. So we're not having you typically stand up and hang out around and clap it off.
Oh, see, I was going to get rid of the standing because that was a lot of effort.
Yeah.
And I was just going to take a hole saw to the bottom of my chair.
That's actually what we prefer.
Okay. Because
you're sitting, you're comfortable, and then we can,
Except as long as you don't give me the Casino Royale afterward.
That's pretty bad.
Okay.
I love Daniel Craig in that. He's like, oh, I've got an itch. That's awesome.
I still need to see Skyfall.
I saw it. I saw it in the theater. It was okay. I mean, it wasn't my greatest. It kind of, again, like the other one before, I felt like it ended.
Quantum.
Like, yeah, it ended like four times. You're like, woo, they saved the world. We're good. Oh, wait, now they're in love? Now it's a love story. Oh, wait, now they're broken up. Oh, they're back together. And it ended like four times. So I was like, yay, it's over. No
Sounds
credits.
Like a high school relationship.
Well, that's how the end of the movie is.
Wow.
You're like, it's over.
I hate
it's not.
You. I never want to see you again. And then the yearbook comes out. And it's like, we're going to be together forever, babe. I love you more than life itself.
I think it ended in a sense like there was like a screeching halt and the bad guy's gone. And then.
Isn't Javier Bardem like a pole smoker?
Oh, well, this is in the last one. This is in the last one. Correct. Yes.
Okay.
He is a pole smoker. But in the one previous.
How villainous.
Well, he's kind of a masculine. That's kind of his whole guy's kind of thing. Like, hey, we could be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so he wasn't like subtle gay like that movie?
I mean,
where
he was initially because you didn't know he was gay. Okay. But then he's like,
spoiler
yeah.
alert.
Yeah.
I like that gay movie with Dennis. I was going to say Dennis Queer. Dennis Quaid. Queer in the 50s. And I think he's married to like Julianne Moore or something.
Yeah, I saw
and then
that.
Dennis Haysbert's about to plow her out. It's all
I
kinds
can't
of
remember the components
love.
Of it because it was a little bit slow, I think.
Well,
but I did see it.
He just goes to like a gay club in the 50s, which, of course, because it was the 50s.
Yeah.
Even though it's a gay club, it was like all dressy. And there's just a guy at the front with like the John Waters mustache. Like, oh, hello. Enter inside. Gayness awaits.
But the back then, I'm sure that like the clubs were far and few between. Now it's like every club is like half gay. There's the gay section. This is the smoking session. This is
it's the gay and the bi sections. That's it.
No, I'm just saying in any restaurant, it's like a restaurant. They're like
Red
you know,
Lobster has its queer section.
Yes, pretty much. Exactly. They're like, if you want the rainbow room, here's your breadsticks. I don't know.
What's different in gay Red Lobster? What does that section have? Go, improv.
That's where you're docking one another's breadsticks.
Oh, no. Bumping biscuits.
The end.
You want to follow this, all this on Twitter?
Yeah, for some uncircumcised penis humor. Yes,
what's
keep going.
The, what's
that's
the
docking.
That?
That's docking.
Oh, is that where you put one helmet?
You actually over? Slide. Yeah, you sheath. You take the sheath from your sword and put it onto your.
There's literally
boyfriend's.
Nothing sexual about that act.
And
that
then was, you just sometimes you can like roll it around.
Those are just two bored gay guys like saying, "Can we do this?" And yeah. I trust me, no gay man has ever done that. Actually,
it's kind of like when you're a kid and you want to put your sleeves inside each other, and you're like, "Look,
yeah.
this is so cool."
Look at me, exactly. I have a fur around my hands.
I have a hand muff, but now you got a wiener
like a
muff.
Dancer for the Bolshoi, trying to keep them warm.
This is not good. This is not what was on our topic list. You should have emailed yourself.
Whatever. This is better than topic list. We're actually talking. The topic list is for when this magic runs out.
Yeah, but I don't want people.
You just jinxed it, by the way. You've kiboshed the hell out of it.
I don't need people asking me how I know about docking.
Well, I think there's also space docking, which involves something fecal, if I recall.
Oh, this doesn't sound good.
And then I remember Slime Magazine, they had a special on gross band names.
Yeah.
And I just remember one of the hypothetical band names was called Fitting Another Man's Penis Inside Your Own. And I thought that was the single funniest thing ever.
Oh, but
sounds
then,
impossible.
That is no, like inside your own, or you mean like docking inside your own?
Like literally my own penis, the urethra opens up like a python.
No.
Eating a wombat.
Nobody would want to do that. People don't even want to, they can't even fathom the thoughts of being catheterized. And it's just so much easier for a man. And they're thinking.
I had something the size of a pen put up there once by a doctor.
Yeah.
I've never wanted to die more.
And you weren't in the doctor's office, so that's what was even...
Exactly. I was thinking, out front 20 minutes ago.
And you're like, hey, I'm just trying to catch a bus.
Exactly.
I didn't sign up for this. And is that love coat for real?
Guy, where's my $5?
That you just sent to Wikipedia.
That's true. I did donate.
Yes, that was so nice of you.
Thank
did your
you.
Good deed for the day.
For the week.
Well, I mean, you didn't, you know, your
pay
mom.
Pay it very forward. That's what I say.
Your mom's crying because medication's making her hair fall out.
Oh.
And that's, nyuk, nyuk, nyuk. You got jokes for that. But you're like, you know what? I donated $5 to Wikipedia.
Someone has to make the world work. I'm not joking about my mom's hair falling out. That's horrific.
My mom's home crying her eyes out, and I've got jokes.
I don't want to talk about my mom's Hiroshima hair. Hopefully it'll regrow.
We need to text Will and tell him not to bust any jokes, but he's working.
Or not to grab her violently by the hair again.
He didn't do that, everyone. William's very
It'll
nice.
Be like one of those lizards whose tail can break off.
Oh, no.
She'll just sprint away with Krusty the Clown hair left.
Oh,
and he'll just have a tuft no. of it. Like, what?
Like Fire Marshal Bill.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. God, I was. What I have been watching a ton of lately.
Yeah.
The Newsroom.
Oh, you mentioned that.
That Aaron Sorkin thing. I can do 10 minutes on this if you want to just go and take a leak. If you want to chill for a minute.
We don't want to bore everyone who's not.
Who's going to be bored listening to me?
That's right.
Oh, by the way, at Papa's Basement on Twitter for me. At Allison Frank for this character over here. A-L-L-I-S-0-N Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And find us on iTunes using the podcast app. Subscribe to us and rate us positively.
Yeah.
Much more than even going to the website. We need that iTunes love.
Yeah. Don't donate to Wikipedia. Donate to us. Donate your time.
I am going
to
set up a donate thing so we can make money. I wish. Oh, yeah. Why not? Why not shake down the people?
You know what?
How many years of entertainment have some people gotten out of
this? Well, make sure you put the thing on there for me to get boobs. I see people doing that.
You don't
that
need boobs.
I do. I want.
What? You want like a third and fourth put on your back?
I want perky new fake knockers. These ones are 41
years
old.
Are you
going
to get them put on your shoulders so you look like Metroid?
No, I'll get these lopped off.
Oh,
I don't
no.
want them to take my areolas off. Have you seen those?
I've never seen your areolas, so no.
Not mine. Mine are fine. Mine are intact. I'm just saying in general. Like when people have
had
them.
Oh, the Tara Reid?
Is that what she had done?
Where
one of the
nurses. Literally, it looks like they pulled on the nipple
until
it was pulled out like a cone, like a teepee.
Yeah.
And then they took a machete and hacked it off and then just squeezed the base of the boob and squeezed out the old boob and threw in a new one. And then they just stitched it up with like football leather. Yeah, that kind of boob job.
But it doesn't even look like they just pulled it out and snapped it off. It looks like it's like they actually took some kitty scissors and clipped around because it's all chewed up.
The same stuff Ripley clipped her pubes with.
And you're like,
Alien
oh, get
3.
That out of the dog's mouth. We need that for
it's
later.
Horrific.
She's going to wake up soon.
There are some so good. Like, how do you not wake up from that and just sue and murder your doctor?
No, because now, I mean,
is that like the $1,800 version of the surgery?
One of the nurses I worked with, she had a boob job, and you'd never know because they did not ever look, to me, they just looked like normal. Maybe she wore bad bras too, but if they're sitting up there and they're fake, like even in a bra,
I've
you
been
should
around
be able to-
some good pairs. There was a chick I really blew things with who was so pretty and had a fake pair. She could have taken my fakey virginity.
But hers were done by the nipple removal, and they said they were all chewed up. I mean, this nurse I worked with. People had
you have to
seen
do
her.
Under the muscle and through your armpit.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Even
anyone who proposes anything else, just run.
Yeah, I mean, they can do it here and they can do it lower here, but definitely the way to get a more natural one is
under the muscle.
Under the muscle,
through the armpit.
Yeah.
Girls listening, do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get it how you ever think that could look okay.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you just freak out hearing that? It's like, all right, we can either treat your cancer with chemotherapy or I'll beat you with a baseball bat.
I mean, you know.
What a witty rejoinder right there. I let the silence creep in. And you're like, yeah, that thing.
Oh, golly.
So I've been watching Newsroom.
Yeah.
First of all, you ever do any West Wing, any Aaron Sorkin social network?
No. I'm not into the politics. Or sports, or
those are for the gays, right? According to you,
or idolizing celebrities, or any of that. Sports, I'm not into sports.
As long as people tweet you, that's what you want in life.
I mean, they could tweet me. I'm into cooking,
as
baking,
long as they
painting.
Know who the real King of Kings is.
Biking.
He isn't
I like
on a cross.
Kinds of
he's alive and on this podcast.
We were supposed to go biking too, by the way.
Who?
Me and you. Remember?
Where do I have a bike?
I told you I was going to bring you one. I have two.
Well, did you?
No, because you wound up, I think you met up with Tony or somebody later on, and then it rained after that, so we didn't. I mean, I didn't bring them because it was raining, but we got a late start, and so if we had biked, we were going to bike early and then do the show.
Yeah. I'm down for it.
Yeah.
Tony's owed me a bike for 12 years, easily. as long as I've known him.
Well, then if he's hopping around all the time, then he should just bring it. Just tell him.
All of my friends are bike liars. How do I put up with
you? I'm not a bike liar. I would have, but then it rained later. We got a later start, and then it rained, so I didn't bother bringing them.
I wish I could tell you. So, you know, instead of biking, because again, that's an activity and thus horrible.
Yeah.
I wish I could tell you to watch The Newsroom on HBO Go, but I can't.
Why?
This is my first experience with Aaron Sorkin's writing.
Yeah.
Every character is Aaron Sorkin.
Oh.
Everyone is the wittiest person you've ever heard.
Yeah.
Like the guy who's shining shoes.
Yeah. He's clever.
He's better than Jack Benny in his prime. Like he's just doling them out. Yeah. Everyone, male, female, black, white, they're Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah.
Everyone is the wittiest mother effer you've ever heard.
We should move there.
To that town?
Aaron Sorkin.
Why? Because you want a black guy doing your shoes? Is that what got you?
I'm wearing flip-flops right now, so.
Polish my toes.
My meat slabs. These meat slabs I call feet.
I don't get how it's considered good writing. It's the same thing Kevin Smith does, where everyone's just Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Everyone's dirty as hell.
Yeah.
At least Kevin Smith has some characters that aren't Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
This literally everyone is Aaron Sorkin.
Listen, I just watched Big Bang Theory. I went to...
Oh, God. Why?
No, listen. I was at...
What bar were you in?
I was invited to dinner by my neighbors. And when I went over there, he says, have you ever seen this show?
Oh,
you
gotta see it. That's the worst when they're
and
like,
he's seen...
there is an amazing show.
Yeah. He says, I've seen everyone. And even at the end of the episode... He had it on, I guess, on DVR or whatever. And he paused at the end because I guess there's a note.
There's like a little gag from the writer. I think it's Chuck Lorre or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I have to read this. And I just thought the whole thing was not one thing was humorous to me. It was awful.
I'm not going to lie. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've chuckled at some stuff.
I didn't laugh at all.
There was a 3-week period where it was on a lot in the gym.
Yeah.
And I was watching it
was on
it
a
like
lot at the gym,
and
too.
Right.
And you know what I actually find more engaging and more fun is to watch
colonoscopies.
Actually, that would be good.
Yeah.
Or Adam Richman, and he does all of
well,
his
that's
man
not
versus
comparing
food.
Anything.
That's great. I mean, I just want to see him eat.
Adam Richman's great, though.
I mean, just to hold up a slice of pizza that's the size of him. And what is he, 5'6", 2-something? You
know? Yeah, little Jewish Patton Oswalt. I love him.
I do. I actually, he's very fun to watch. And I would watch that at the gym. People are like, this is disgusting. I'm
what?
Like, this is fun. And then they'd flip over to
it's
Big
Bang.
All the
Bang. Food you don't get to eat when you're in the gym.
Yeah, it's fine. It's good for me.
It's kind of inspirational. It's like if I burn enough calories, I can have like an eighth of that.
Did you see that donut the size of a baby?
There was a period where I saw about 5 or 6 episodes, just like, bam. I think Rich actually had been recording it and are spending a lot of time at his place just watching whatever he had on his DVR.
It's awful.
And we crushed a bunch of Man versus Food. I mean.
Oh, Man versus Food is good. I
the
thought you were
way
talking
he
about Big Bang.
Oh, I thought you meant Rich.
He's handsome. Is he listening?
I know.
He
God,
is so
God
handsome.
God forbid a friend listen to my show.
They don't?
No.
Who does?
No one.
Seems like Howard does.
Howard does. Howard's good like that. None of my immediate
Hiya
friends
Hiya, Howard.
Do.
You're so handsome.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Especially your feet.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Those sweet yellow dogs.
That he propped up here on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was, the things he did to himself, though, there was like a 5 or 6 milkshake challenge he undertook.
Yeah.
Someone told me that he literally, my friend Aaron, said he cannot do the show anymore.
Yeah.
And now he goes like place to place and watches other people attempt the challenges because his doctor was like, hey, guess what? You're going to die.
Yeah.
Like
but
it's when
actually,
Homer took the cannonball to his gut.
When I first went on to Twitter just a couple months ago, I actually looked him up on there, and I guess he's lost like a zillion pounds or whatever. So you might be right,
It's weird. He's that, you can't call it svelte or even in shape. It's just the fat guy that isn't fat anymore, but he isn't fit either.
But some people have that look, and if you see them in person, you think, wow, they're a really thin person. But it's like you were talking about the chick who you went on a date with, and she really wouldn't be bad, but she has that no chin.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like a turtle head or something. So
yeah.
She, in all of her pictures, maybe she looks overweight, but she's really not. It's just the way her head is.
The way the chin was built, she pretty much couldn't have an extra pound,
But that's the same with some other people, too.
Because each one went
like
to the
jowls.
Like, if
we saw Adam Richman, he's probably thinner than you or for me, probably. You know what I mean? He's probably...
To be on TV fat is real. Like TV fat is Oklahoma anorexic. Yeah. We'll put it that way.
Yeah. So, but I think he is a little guy. Somebody said he's like 5'6". So
he's a little Jewish dude.
Yeah. I don't know. He's fun to me.
Whenever I mention Jewish, it's not like I'm talking about like the mythical, you know, you hear Jewish, you don't think of Vikings, like large.
I usually think of
axe wielding beasts.
I was thinking, where did you play basketball?
Exactly.
How many porns have you done with your ginormous schlong?
And exactly.
Yeah.
And was your agent able to help you with your money?
Yes, exactly. And do you like being a doctor and a lawyer?
Exactly.
Those are things I ask.
Don't forget sports agent.
Oh, and speaking of Jews, that full-blown Jew.
Well,
we talked about him in that
sense. That wasn't me saying that.
Well, that's how he refers to himself, as a full-blown Jew.
I mean, that's what I do when we're off the air. But.
No, and he says FBJ, so okay. That's how he refers to himself. Yeah, he's proposed, so.
To you?
To me, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The full-blown Jew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What happened? What did I miss? This is like a doctor, one of your 1,000 internet boyfriends?
No, he's a mutual friend of my mother's on Facebook. So him and my mom have like 20 mutual friends or whatever. And then
why?
He became
is that weird?
Well, because she's all up in Jewville and Jewness and
Jesus
Israel.
Christ, really?
Jewness. My mom doesn't like it when I say those things.
Can you at least like claim to be Jewish for this episode?
Okay, so I'm Jewish.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, how much are you really?
I don't know. I could make Aliyah. So that's pretty Jewish.
She was so talented.
That's Aliyah.
Oh.
And she's dead.
I know.
Anyhow. So, yeah. Yeah, he said, we could get married since he's not going out with Julie. They broke up after that weekend. So looks like I'm in. So that's the whole story. That's it.
How serious is this proposal?
Oh, he said I can just go there and we can get married.
To New York?
Mm-hmm. New York City. He lives just on the outside of Manhattan, so.
Would he put me up too?
He talked about that. He said, as if my big anchor to this area is mm-hmm. this show. And he was like, how are you going to do this show? And I was like, John's going to move to New York too.
If he puts me up, I will.
He said there's plenty of room. He really? Actually did say that, so.
As long as he wasn't like pointing in or about
so
his anus,
which
as he
one
said
of
that.
Us will have to have sex with him? That's what I want to know.
If he puts me up in New York, it's me. I want to make sure the job gets done right.
That's true. I appreciate that.
I'll walk in that bedroom 3 hours later. I'll be adjusting my chin, massaging my jaw.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I'll look
beautiful.
At you and I'll just go, rent's paid, kid.
I like this story. I'm going to write him right now.
We're moving in now.
Yeah, he just planted some beautiful flowers. He's got a lovely place.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're in.
Free rent.
So I should tell him yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do a guy for free living in New York. Are you kidding me? As long as it's good. I mean, I'm not going to like live in some Staten Island
No,
alley.
It's a beautiful place. I can show you a picture. He has a beautiful
sure,
house.
Sure. Whatever, yeah. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. God doesn't judge you for that.
He has a beautiful yard, a lot of greenery. So even just outside Manhattan, that's kind
sure.
of
sure. As long as I top, I don't want to bottom. I'll use the mouth in a bottom capacity, but
you are really dedicated to us,
to our craft, to our show.
This is great. This is good for our listeners. This is good for me.
Let's do that, and then we can switch the show's title from Papa's Basement to You Don't Want to Know What I Did for This.
I'm loving this. I think all the listeners are loving
parentheses,
this.
Parentheses, really, comma, you don't.
Please don't tell my mom that I married a full-blown Jew.
Yeah, we can rename the show, Thank God My Father Is Dead.
Well, your mom, this is not good. Your mom's not going to listen to this, is she?
Maybe.
Oh, my. That's too funny. Very funny. So Wall Street it started out good and you were engaged, but
Wall
now
Street?
It's, oh, no, no, no. Sorry.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no. I apologize.
You sound like the hooker talking about screwing Buscemi and Fargo. Oh, the little guy. He wasn't circumcised.
I actually never saw Fargo.
Well, we have something else to watch when
okay.
we get back home.
So what is the name of the show again?
The name is The Newsroom.
Oh, The Newsroom.
And it's got Jeff Daniels.
Yes.
From Dumb and Dumber,
was good.
Who clogged the toilet
yeah.
and he couldn't flush it, and he was crazy in his little straw wig.
Yeah,
But one now of my he's a Twitter,
somebody
man.
Just followed me on Twitter that actually has their picture taken with him. It looks like from a Dumb and Dumber time frame era? Because his hair
is it Jim Carrey who followed you?
No, it's not. It's some regular Joe. I mean, someone that's very handsome.
Was it Lauren Holly?
No.
Oh, was it Petey, the bird who died?
No, it's just some regular person who met him somewhere. And they were hanging out. And he had his Dumb and Dumber hair.
Was it Jim Carrey?
Oh, listen.
I want the show big.
Yeah.
That's how it'll happen.
I'm trying. Baby steps.
Do Jim Carrey. Because at least you don't have an autistic son.
So you're
going to
do the
McCarthy.
Jew and I get Jim Carrey.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay.
You can be like, I don't have that autistic cargo. I talked to too many people with autistic kids to say this seriously. Apparently, that's just the new thing.
Oh.
Autism is the new ADD. Orange is the new black.
Oh, okay.
But
So Newsroom, it started strong and now
not
it's,
really.
It's just.
No, it didn't start strong.
It seemed like you were pretty excited about it, but was that
just
an episode?
I just didn't
want
to do things in my life.
Oh, I got you.
And I was like, there's a lot of episodes of this.
You're like, have you seen Sunkist has changed their Chicken of the Sea label? Look at what they did.
Sunkist?
Oh, Starkist.
I was going to say, it sounds disgusting.
Sunkist.
Here's Starkist. Your orange soda with a topper.
Mmm. Is this oil and tuna? I've actually been doing good with my juice thing.
Really?
I've been juicing every day, yeah. Yesterday, I made several juices, and my neighbor came over, and I made a watermelon cucumber cooler, and she said it was divine. It was absolute heaven.
Were you dressed up? Or were you naked as you served her juice?
Actually, this was yesterday.
Entangling her in your psychosexual web.
Yes, she said I was dressed up. She was really surprised. She was like, woo, all dressed up. Are you going out? Like, hey, did I catch you at a bad time? Got a man upstairs? I'm like, I look like Cinderella, you know, with the torn clothes.
I was gonna say, yeah, before the wish got granted.
like I got a couple birds caught in my hair. You know, no
sooty money shots all over your cheeks.
I was like, seriously? I'm unloading the dishwasher here. This is not a beauty contest.
Well, I guess you're just that pretty. You can do anything, and it's effortless, really.
Didn't I tell you? Did I ever talk about this?
It's like watching run into Gisele Bündchen down at the laundromat. You're like, what a radiant vision.
I got this compliment the other day. Everyone's smoking and drinking, and I was just in some very poor company.
Uh-huh.
And
he said that was worth every penny?
No, there was some weed going around.
Oh, no. We don't talk about that on the show.
Well, I don't partake.
I don't do narcotics.
I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't swear. So really, I was out of my element. Anyhow, they're passing this paraphernalia around. And
were you in training day? What was this?
So anyhow, the one guy says he offers me some. And
Denzel.
Before I had
take a hit, or we got a problem.
Before I had a chance to say no, this other guy pipes up and says, "Don't offer to her. Look at her. She's too pretty to smoke weed." Meanwhile, there's three other chicks there,
uh-huh,
all smoking weed.
And they're just so ugly, and they go, "She's right."
So
we're
it was
horrendous.
A huge compliment to me.
Yeah.
But what about
at
those?
The expense of others? The best kind of compliment.
She's too pretty to smoke weed. Now hand it to Mary.
It's like when the teacher pulls you aside and then points at the LD kid. It's like, you've got three of those brains right inside yours. Easily. Thanks, teach.
That's not good. I think we're going. Good thing we sang some Vacation Bible songs.
Yes, which again, wait for you at the end of the episode.
Why did you record that? I didn't know you were recording that. That's ridiculous.
Well, we always record the sound check. And I just figured it's easy content.
I didn't know you record the soundtrack. Now I'm going to be
more.
How
else do I see the sound waves?
I just thought it just popped. I just thought the beams just popped
on
around.
On audition, mm-hmm, I have to hit record before it shows me where everyone's level is.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I just thought it just showed.
No.
And then you could record or not.
We've recorded all of them, and I've just been deleting them. And it just occurred to me, we put some real gems in there.
This was not really. Now look, you got all the ropes up. And it's going to just be a bag full of coal.
Well, look, it's probably the funniest thing since Carlin's seven words.
But I'm the only one that knows the words, so.
The seven that we can't say?
What? We can say them all. Why can't we say all of those words?
The seven deadly words? The Carlin bit?
Oh, no.
Yeah, those
I thought
are
you
the
meant
seven things we can't say.
Oh, right.
Track with me here.
I gotcha. I got a little wound up.
But the newsroom.
Yeah.
I got to the newsroom because you mentioned Fire Marshal Bill.
Yeah.
And there's like a little ginger chick on it named Allison Pill.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks exactly like him.
Ugh. Sorry. I mean, is it makeup?
I'll look it up for you.
Or was she born that way?
Oh, she was born that way. She was very light of hair.
Does she listen to the show?
I wish. Because
what he meant to say is you have this
accidentally tweet a topless photo of herself, and at least she like owned up to it.
Ugh.
And was like, because other movies, she looks decent. Like she was in Scott Pilgrim, and she's like, okay.
Yeah.
And she's in Goon, a really good movie, actually.
I never saw it.
I love Goon. And
I've never seen either one.
Let me find a photo of her where it's hard to nail it in a still picture. It's like the way her mouth moves in the role. But here's a photo of her.
Oh, like looking. That's not good. I guess
the thing is she's very eyebrowless.
Yeah.
So she looks like Fire Marshal Bill, who had his eyebrows burned off, I'm guessing. But also his skeletal teeth.
Yeah.
She has one of those mouths.
Plus the startled eyes, almost like her eyes are,
like she's seen some ish.
Yeah.
Like the same way Fire Marshal Bill walked out and he had the crazy eyes, like the 1,000-yard stare. But she has that same mouth. You know how he had his lips burned off or he pretended to have the dark man mouth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She has that same way of talking where you see too much gum.
Yeah.
So you can envision the skull beneath the skin.
Oh.
It's very unsettling.
Yeah.
I mean, look up her topless photo first so you get bold enough to make this journey. Because she's got an okay pair, if I recall. For what she
is. You said that about the meth mouth in Orange is the New Black. And you said she's fine naked. That was
she is.
Yeah, a pair of fried eggs, red orange.
She's a skinny broad. What do you want?
It's just nasty. Just what,
how greedy am I that I'm going to take a woman who doesn't have like a tummy and then I also demand she has D's? No, as long as you're anorexically thin, you're okay for me, damn it.
Ugh,
that's what I say.
No.
And women act like I impose unfair standards.
Not only in that role, she has a hideous face and teeth.
Yeah.
And
Pensatucky.
Yes, and she's nude and you're like, yeah, I'd tap that. She's,
sure.
She's gross.
She doesn't really have the meth mouth in real life. Those are her real boobs,
Allison.
Yeah,
but when you see that... That face with those
I googled her real face. Then I looked at her boobs and I put the two together and it was a nice vision.
Yeah, but that's like looking at, you know, Charlize Theron as the murderer and say,
monster.
Oh, yeah, she's great there when her teeth all jacked up and she's all wired. And you're like, yeah, I'd hit that.
I mean, did she do like a basic instinct as monster? Because I'd look at that. And then, you know, I look at her in one of her pretty things.
But you
Aeon
can't,
Flux,
because
maybe.
You're saying you would bang her that way. And she's
I don't
gross.
Remember saying that, but I would.
Because she's naked with that face in the show.
It's a fake face. Like, in real life, I wouldn't. If that was a real creature, I wouldn't sleep with it. I mean, I would, but I wouldn't own up to it on the air.
Oh, she's so gross. Now everyone has to go and look at it just for that, because John is. That makes you like a sexual deviant. That's gross. That's nasty.
It's really like someone. So you're saying a man shouldn't want to sleep with Charlize Theron in the monster makeup. It's Charlize Theron. You're not going to get to see her again.
She's talking like a dude and curling her hands behind
her. She's like Jerry Blank from Strangers with Candy, pretty much. What do you want?
It's not good. I don't want to have sex with that person.
I'm not saying who she is in that character is what inspired me to lust. I'm just saying it's like a...
But
in
when I mentioned
life,
that scene, when I mentioned that scene, you were like,
"Oh, great seeing her boobs after like 10 episodes or whatever."
It's not great scene.
I wanted to see the one with the neck tat too. I wanted to see her naked.
Which one?
The one. Spoiler alert! Turn it off for 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The one who like hangs herself.
Oh.
Or no, she kills her. She ODs.
Oh yeah.
And then
why didn't you just say the one with cornrows?
Okay, cornrows. She also has a really horrible neck tattoo that like goes up her trachea.
Yeah. But I mean, you could tell it's made to look like a prison tattoo. I think it's off-center too.
Yeah, it's done with like a guitar string and Play-Doh.
They're like, let's make this macaroni harden.
No, I would have loved to see her naked.
Ugh.
Not the one who calls her Dandelion, though. Ugh. Don't want to see her naked so much.
I didn't want to see her diddle herself. With a screwdriver.
Oh, God. That was the Stan Laurel.
Oh, dandelion. Oh, that was crazy eyes you were
crazy
talking.
Crazy eyes, yeah.
I wouldn't mind crazy eyes. I'd take crazy
naked?
Eyes.
I don't want to see crazy eyes naked.
I'd see crazy eyes naked before I wanted to see meth mouth, before I want to see the cornrows.
You're wrong there. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Crazy eyes over the two, like, little
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, because she's crazy. You want to see what crazy's got under
no,
her
I
hood.
Don't. Again, it's acting, and I can envision it's just some, she looks like ODB.
Yeah, but we get to see the tranny, dude. Whatever.
It has at least breasts.
I know, decent ones. Well, we talked about that last time, so.
I didn't like seeing that because I think that really was a tranny, by the way.
I don't know. Did you ever look it up or whatever?
No, but I'm really, really sure on that. Like upwards of 85%.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they could have just done imagery or something. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. They could have gotten a chick actor and just butched up her voice a little. But I really think the tranny on Orange is the New Black is a tranny.
Oh, wow.
Someone hit me up. That's one of those things. Leave a comment on the website about that or tweet me or whatever.
Yeah, do our homework for us, would you?
Yeah. Google's like really hard.
Because we got a lot of TV to watch.
It's true. It's true.
So what about Breaking Bad? Did you want to talk about that since we're on this TV roll?
Sure. Yeah. We can talk about the fact that tomorrow, Breaking Bad is
what,
back.
You don't have any intro? You don't have any of your
I do!
Rap,
I'm going to it right now. Hold some on. Of your rap I actually scratching? Haven't played this yet, so hopefully this will kick in and not be too loud.
He was scratching up some magic wishes. Oh.
There you go. Look
that's
what we
good.
Did.
That actually gets me excited. I really do love that show.
And the little sizzle of the meth smoke.
I love it. That's great.
And I did the fade. You like that?
Oh, that was beautiful. Yeah.
Hold on, let me do it again.
Oh, gosh. Come we don't on. Need to do it again. Come on.
Really? You no. don't like this sound? I do. My blood gets pumping when I hear this.
It does make me stoked. I have fond memories. I mean, I was pretty sad when I ran out of episodes. So, and I watched them all in bulk. I watched some of the series when it was on, but I caught it later. So I saw it a few episodes when he just started dealing with Gus. And then I didn't want to see anymore. I wanted to actually start over. And so when I moved to Illinois, I just relied on Netflix and I actually watched them all. I caught it all up on Netflix. And then when I went on vacation, Joel actually has an Amazon account because the last season was not on Netflix.
I'm pretty sure I did it like twice as fast as you.
I'm sure you did because mine was months and months and months.
10 days.
Mine was over months. Yeah. Yeah.
To celebrate it coming back, because Breaking Bad airs this Sunday. We're recording Saturday. You'll hear this episode Monday. Yeah. So it's kind of confusing.
Right.
You're going to hear us talking about Breaking Bad in the future, even though it'll be in the past. I don't know. Just back to the future type stuff. Yeah. It's a little confusing.
Because we're good like that.
We are.
Yeah, we went back to the
so
future.
So good, the present couldn't contain us. I thought it'd be fun to go over our top three moments from the show. If you have not watched Breaking Bad and you plan to, you can pretty much punch out on the rest of the episode, or at least the next 5 minutes or so, because there will be spoiler alerts ahoy.
Yeah.
So many spoilers.
And actually, the guy that I was dating in Illinois, he actually had never...
Trollope. No. I didn't know about that.
What?
That you were putting out, getting lucky in Kentucky?
Gross. You're nasty. But anyhow, he had never seen it, and now he's hooked on the show, too.
I'm sure he is.
Like everyone else. It's very popular. So.
Yeah, it's one of those word of mouth things. I've never met someone where I was like, oh, watch Breaking Bad, and they finally do it, and they see me the next time. I was like, eh, not my speed.
No, actually, I told my mom about it. My mom really likes it, too.
Where does it rank in your pantheon of current shows? Is it better than Mad Men? Is it better than Game of Thrones? I think those are the three kind of in the same league.
I actually like it better than both of those that you mentioned, you know?
Game might give it a run for the money. Mad Men had a crap season. I'm sorry.
I mean, I was really into Dexter the first few seasons.
Oh, Dexter's so bad. Don't even bring that up.
No, I really did like it when I was first turned on to it. That's been several years ago or whatever. But because I actually came into it late and had to, you know, start the seasons over or whatever. But I actually really did like it. And the season, like we said before, with John Lithgow was just flawless.
It should have ended after that. Had it just been a 4-season show, it would have been remembered really positively.
Oh, yeah, because all of those are solid. Yeah. We're in 8, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It just feels that way. Yeah. I to know how excited I am for Dexter, I don't think I've seen like the last two episodes, and I forced myself to catch up.
I mean, I don't mind to watch it because, you know, it beats
anything like, else. Yeah,
the Gladiator shows and all that stuff.
Oh, I thought
stuff.
You meant like bettering yourself
or that
gym, reading, eating well,
any of those things.
Yeah,
but I really do. Breaking Bad is just every episode. Really, you just wanted to watch the next one. I mean, even if you didn't have the time to do it, you were really hooked on it.
And that was the beauty.
Some of these other shows, you can just take it or leave it.
This and Mad Men, I got into late. And it wasn't like Game of Thrones where I got in late and that meant I had season one.
Yeah.
And then like one episode of season two and I was caught up. I think I missed like four seasons of each one. Like I had a lot to crush.
Yeah.
Jesus, did I go nuts with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like four episodes a day. No problem.
So what are your top three?
Glad you asked.
Yeah.
Glad you put that out there. My top three moments, kind of a window into me as a person, because they're all horribly violent.
But, you know, let me just start my own thing by saying that I have a terrible memory, and I can watch a movie and I can remember certain things about it. But then, like, I just watched, we talked about Blue Valentine, and I just rewatched it, and I almost didn't remember a lot of it. Like, I talked about it later, and I was like, I don't remember. I didn't remember how it began. I don't remember. And I just saw
Michelle Williams was married to Ryan Gosling and not a talking bear.
Right.
It's Ryan Gosling.
Like, it was tough for me. Like, I totally forget. And so for me, I watch a movie typically once, and then I don't want to own it. I don't want to watch it 10 times, other than like Rocky IV, which I've seen a million times. Mm-hmm.
This is true, by the way.
Yeah.
It came on at my house, and you were quoting everything, singing everything.
Yeah, all the songs and Pumping Iron. Yeah, I mean, it goes back to being a kid, I guess. So, yeah. So Breaking Bad, I can remember some.
Do you have three moments you've picked?
I have a few moments that I picked that I remember. I just thought, oh.
Is it enough that it adds up to three?
Yes.
All right, we're covered.
But I don't know that they were the biggest moments, but they're the ones that I can think of right now. So I'm sure when you mention some, I'll think, oh, that was a good one, too.
All right. These are one that kind of made me laugh but grossed me out. And then two where you're just like, oh, the humanity. So I'm going to do this at the start of each thing I'm ticking down.
Okay. No.
What?
Come
this
on.
Is how you this is how you do a Breaking Bad list.
No, you don't.
All right.
Does Letterman do that with his top 10? No,
exactly.
He doesn't.
Every time he ticks one down, he has Paul Schaefer play a little song
for
30 seconds. It does not bring the show to a screeching halt at all. All right. First favorite moment.
Yeah.
When they killed Danny Trejo. Put his head on a tortoise shell and then made that walk through the desert.
That was pretty good. Now, that wasn't one of my best, but that was pretty darn good.
I loved it. Yeah. I laughed. I could see Danny Trejo get killed 100 times. It makes me laugh.
It is pretty darn good.
Bigger spoilers ahead, by the way. Danny Trejo dying, not a big deal. He's like a character for one episode.
Yeah.
So please don't hear Danny Trejo and think he had a big role.
Yeah.
He was nothing in this show.
Right.
Just hilariously killed.
Yeah.
How did you make it that? And you hit it again.
I know. Sorry.
The microphone goes out of your mouth in front of it.
We are not using our normal mics. That's why we had Skip in here. That's why he made a joke about peeing in your water. And that's why I'm on this screwy mic.
That's why the magic continues from this voice.
Oh, gosh.
But seeing Danny Trejo's head
getting
marched across the desert on the back of a tortoise, brilliant.
See, I don't
funny,
even remember
horrible.
Characters' names and stuff.
His name is Tortuga. Which I believe is tortoise or turtle.
Well, that's because you took notes, but you actually do remember
it
that stuff.
It was 30 seconds of Googling. I had to look up Danny Trejo head Breaking Bad. It was really difficult.
Yeah.
All right.
And you want me to give one of mine?
No. Oh, I'm doing my three.
Oh, gotcha.
And then we'll just skip yours and end the show.
Okay, I gotcha. Quit!
What?
Seriously, that's not necessary.
It is. Otherwise, they won't know what I'm counting down.
It doesn't say two.
I could be discussing Mozart for all they know, but then they hear this. It's theater of the mind, theater of the ear. There's no visual component.
Yeah, what about people who don't follow the show? That means nothing to them, so.
What, this show? Breaking Bad? What?
Breaking Bad.
They'll learn what that matters, damn it.
Okay, what do you have?
Number two.
Yes.
When Walter walks in and lets Jane die. That is Jesse's girlfriend, who's the junkie.
That was pretty good.
And she barfs into her mouth while she's all junked out. And she's like in bed with Jesse.
Not only that, because it was a big moment. And you think, wow, because he is.
Well, it's the first time Walter reveals what a horrific piece of ass he's becoming.
No, it's not the first time he is. There's another scene, which was one of my kind of favorite moments that I was like.
Where he kicks a baby panda.
No.
Oh.
Mm-mm. But that actually plays in the storyline like quite a bit. And so not it's important to the story because
it's huge in the story.
Because
it shapes the entire season.
Yeah, because it's how tormented Jesse is from losing this one girlfriend, you know.
Who was hot.
Yeah.
That Kristen Ritter.
Yeah.
I like her. She used to model. It's funny because she's in that movie, She's Out of Your League or whatever, and she's with Allison Eve, the girl who kind of pulls out her broad jugs. Like, not broad, like they're wide. B-R-A-D, bra upon them jugs in the new Star Trek movie. British actress, blonde.
I haven't seen it.
She's quite the bombshell, and it's funny. This one has to act like the bitchy, not as hot friend.
Yeah.
But she was a model.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake. That's Hollywood for you. The ugly girl's a model. Yeah. I love it. You got to be a model to play the ugly chick. She's the ugly, gothy, attitude-laden one, and she was a model.
Yeah.
And not like a weird fet model either, where they put like milk pumps on her nipples or something. We're talking about real model.
No. She's nice. She's good.
Yeah, she's
I'll give
great.
You that one. She's very.
She's in
very
bed. Tired. She barfs.
Yeah.
And she starts, what is it, aspirating? Is
yeah,
that
and
the
he
term?
Just lets her drip up into the sunset.
Yeah. All he has to do literally is just tilt her head. Like he has to pull out his index finger, like E.T., tap it to her cheek, and her head would roll to the side. And she'd go, and start breathing again.
Nope.
Instead, Walt is just like, I'm going to see where this goes. And Jane just sits there and gargles on her puke, and Jesse gets to wake up spooning a corpse.
Yes.
That wouldn't disturb you on any level.
Well, not you, apparently. But
well, especially, if you're playing the pokey pokey game from behind. It's like, hey, wake up, babe. Oh, oops.
We're both hard.
Oops, I slipped in accidentally. Why aren't you responding to this? Oh, my dear God. And that's how you never get an erection again.
Okay.
Moment 3.
Yes.
Hold on. You know why I'm making you hold on?
No, because we're not doing that.
Yes, we are. It just happened. Moment 3. Maybe the worst moment on the show. For whatever reason, it disturbed me more than anything else.
What?
At the start of season 5?
Yeah.
When Jesse has successfully killed Gale?
Yeah.
And Gus has both Jesse and Bryan Cranston? AKA Walter White, hostage. And Victor's running around the shop. And he's like, you guys aren't that special. Look, I can make meth too.
Oh, I like that scene.
And Gus walks in and calmly puts on a suit.
Yeah.
Takes like 5 minutes doing it.
Yeah.
Pulls out a box cutter.
Yeah.
And then just rips out Victor's throat when you fully expect him to kill like Jesse or Walt.
Yeah.
And then the worst thing is Victor tries to cover his throat.
Yeah.
And like, Gus twists his head so that the wound stays more open and juts more blood.
That was actually
And then
very
he just
good.
Calmly undresses and I believe just says, well, get back to work in his Gus voice.
Yeah, which is your Yogi Bear to everything voice.
Well, where's my picnic basket? And then he said this.
Yeah.
I don't know how he made that noise with his mouth, but he did. It was impressive.
Oh, goodness.
Did you come up with a list?
I did. One of my most favorite scenes is when...
Your most favoritist.
My most favoritist, and I thought, whoa, this was so ballsy, is when he goes to... When they're first dealing meth, and they're kind of doing it in a little bit... I don't know
which
season. Oh,
wait, have we reached the moment?
No.
Okay. Cool. Now I know that you're on number one.
Quit. Anyhow, it's when, you'll know this better because my memory sucks, but it was in the beginning and he starts piecing out the meth with Jesse, but then he wants to go to a bigger dealer and this bigger dealer says, you know, we're only going to give you this much. And Jesse says, hey, this is all he's going to give us. And Walter's like, no dice. And Walter just walks down there, shows his face, and goes into the ghetto and this big, like, abandoned building kind of thing with all the thugs all around, and he says, "This is what we're doing." Remember?
Trying to remember.
Yeah, and I think he...
Does he toss down a bag of his product?
Yeah, and he's like, "You're going to pay me this, and I'll stand here and wait here for it." And he's like, "No, I'm not." And he's like, "Yes, you are." And he does something kind of epic. I don't know if he... Does he poison that guy or does a bomb or does something? And he's like...
Oh, yeah, I do remember this. Yeah. He puts some sort of chemical in the bag and it blows up. Like he has to take it, I think, and it explodes on impact or something, right? Is that it?
Something like that. And we're terrible because we...
I do remember this.
But I remember when him walking out of that.
The amateurs.
But when he leaves that building and you just think, where did that come from? Like, he doesn't care. One, he just walks in there and shows...
Honey Badger don't care.
He's still teaching at that point. And so, wow, you're like, whoa, that is ballsy.
I do remember that scene.
He's like, "You know what, Jesse, you can't handle the reins. I'm going down there and take care of myself." And he just does it. And then that's how he kind of becomes a big man on campus, because...
That is the start.
Yeah, he gets his money. So that was a big one for me.
Number two.
Number two.
Just wait. Don't rush it. It'll never get faster. All right.
Number two is when Walter's brother-in-law, they discover the meth lab camper, and Jesse is locked inside, but he does not know that Walt is in there. And so he has to create a diversion, but you're sweating for several minutes thinking how they are.
Is this the one with the junkyard guy who like played Kramer on the fake Seinfeld?
Maybe, because they're out in the desert. They're...
Ooh,
just,
no, it's not that one.
And they're shooting in and everything. And they're like, "You better come out." And there's like bullet holes coming in. And he's like, "We are... not only do we have to come out because it's just the brother-in-law out there." And maybe the junkyard guy
is in the junkyard,
But not in the junkyard, not that point, because Walter's locked in there as well. And he creates a diversion calling and telling his brother-in-law that his wife is in the hospital.
That's in the junkyard.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
They're in the junkyard, and the brother-in-law, Baldy McBaldcop, comes upon the camper, and they get him out of there by calling the cell and being like, "Your wife was disfigured in a horrific accident." And he's like, "Oh, my." And he runs off.
Yeah, but the only one that knew...
And then he comes back and he
number.
Beats the holy hell out of Pikmin.
Yeah.
Pinkman, not Pikmin. Pikmin's an amazing game.
So that was a good one because you didn't really know how they were going to get out of it.
An intense moment.
Yes, it was.
Good moment so far.
Yep.
Jogging my memory. I think we're ready.
Oh, gosh. Seriously?
Yeah. Now people know what you're going to say next.
Yeah.
Don't talk over it. Don't talk. Let it breathe.
Well, I have like three more.
Oh, yeah. I can press the button three more times.
The other one is when they...
Actually, we're like already done with the show, so...
They actually... The other one is when they're in the pool and Gus is there and he's talking to the big guns, like the guy in the wheelchair and all that. But
Salamanca.
Yeah, but they're... And then they have Walt and stuff there and he...
Hector. He
poisons them all.
That is amazing.
And he poisons himself.
Yes, yes.
And he pukes it up.
Yeah. Where he calmly puts down the towel. Yeah. No rush to get venom out of his body. He's like, "My knees will not touch a toilet floor." And then he calmly vomits it up.
Yeah.
The poison that kills the rest of the Mexican
mafia. So you just
mafia.
See everyone just croak, croak, croak. And then you...
It's
get
great.
Jesse and Walter are like, "Hey, what's up? Everybody's croaking. Everybody had a drink. And what's happening?" And so that was pretty big. And then he lives. You think, wow, he drank it too. So he's going to croak. And he just barfs it up. So that was good. The other one.
Hold on. Oh, my God. I potted up the wrong thing. You got lucky this time. No, wait. You didn't restart it.
Oh, gosh.
There you go.
Just
8 more seconds, and then you can start talking. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 6. That's all you had to wait. Come on.
The other time is when they were going to steal the methylamine from the train, and they had to pump 1,000 gallons, and it had to be so precise.
There's so many good scenes in this show.
Yeah, and so you have the truck that stalls, you know, on the track, so the train can't go, and it's intense. And not only that, but they shoot that kid. Like, I was stunned. Like, that was like a showstopper. I'm like, why did they just shoot that kid?
That show was so good.
So from shooting the kid to pumping the methylamine to the you know, to the truck being stalled, like that whole scene was pretty tense. And you're like, can they do it? Will it be exact? Because they have to fill it back up and all that kind of stuff. So that was really very good.
We got to punch out on that one, I think.
No, because there's two better.
Oh, my God.
The other one?
So much. we're already over the time. Let's go nuts.
The other one is when they blow up the wheelchair guy.
Yes.
With his bell ringing. And he's willing to just
Hector
die.
Salamanca, yeah.
Yeah, to kill Gus. And they blow Gus up.
I love that. He's like, what kind of man would talk to the DEA, Hector? Not a man, a rata.
Yeah. And then the last one is how they left us
book.
The signature in the book.
Okay.
So that was good. I mean, that was a good way to leave us because he was almost caught a couple times from that signature.
Yeah.
Quit.
Just a song.
The signature that was left from the guy, the lab guy who took over for Walt. And
Gail.
And they killed him, and he left those signatures in there, and it was a quote
to
done by Walt.
WW, my shining star.
Yeah, and then
more gay sounding innuendos.
He questioned it several times, and they kind of walked it off, and you think, wow, it's under them, and then he goes and discovers it in Walt's bathroom, and that's how that season
and
ends.
And it's on.
Yeah.
That's where we're going to pick up tomorrow night.
Juicy.
I could not be more pumped, damn it. Especially after those moments being listed. Every one of them, I was like, God, that was good.
That was
Forgot
good.
That. Forgot that.
Good stuff.
I just went with the bloody violence. That's where my brain's at. Wow. Well, that's Woo-hoo. The music that says we're out.
Yeah.
It isn't my favorite song.
Grooving.
But it'll do. Allison, thank you.
You're very welcome, darling.
You done good work as always.
Yeah.
If the boys want to get a hold of you
Absolutely.
And show you their glands, their testis.
Wow. That
all
sounds
sorts
beautiful.
Of things.
Okay.
Reach you on Twitter at Allison Frank, AllisZeroN.
Correct.
Frank. Mm-hmm. I'm John Papagiorgio.
Oh, hi.
I don't want the boys sending those pictures to me, but the girls can do things of a similar variety, similar nature.
Unless you're a full-blown Jew who lives in Manhattan.
Exactly. That boy's A-okay in my book. He can infect me with his Jews, his little Jew baby seeds.
All right.
Because that's what it's called, infecting, when the gays have the sex together.
Oh, is it?
No.
Poor
That was
things.
Just a horrible thing I said at the end of the episode.
That's bad.
At Papa's Basement. That's the best way to get a hold of me on Twitter.
Okay.
Again, at Papa's Basement. Email me in papasbasement@gmail.com. Why wouldn't you want your product associated with a program that talks about Jew infection and baby seeds? And
docking.
Sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. In papasbasement.com, show's mm-hmm. website. Go there. New episodes every Monday, every Thursday. Bunch of my writing as well. But if you like the show, that is the place to get it. And find us on iTunes, last but not least, using whatever app you can to look up podcasts. Find us on iTunes. Subscribe to us. You do not have to download us via iTunes, but please subscribe to us. It helps. It is the biggest thing you can do to help us. Subscribe and rate us positively. Till the next episode.
Woohoo!
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
I'm so in love with you. I'm gonna fill your cunt. I'm so in love with you. All right, and this is another episode of Papa's Basement. This will be my talking level for the majority of our flight. We're going to get you folks home just as soon as we can.
No, we're not.
A little
not.
Bit of comedic turbulence on the horizon, but I think we're going to get right through that and make great time.
Can you point out the Grand Canyon?
If you look to your left right now, you'll see the Grand Canyon. The canyon was opened in 1892 after it was built by Scottish immigrants.
1892
is when the Grand Canyon was built.
I'm pretty sure that's something else.
1892.
That's when Washington sailed the ocean blue.
Don't listen kidding. To your lippy Pollock stewardess. 1892.
But how's that song going? It's like, but what did Washington say when he crossed the Delaware? Alabali.
I don't know that. That's like your Father Abraham song that you made up, and then somehow you got on Mad Men.
You know, that's so funny. I started singing that for Little Lily the other day. We were going, Father Abraham,
it's left seven hand, sons.
Right
it's seven
hand.
Sons had Father Abraham.
But I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right arm, left arm, right foot, left foot. Father Abraham, many sons.
I'm sticking this at the end of the episode. If you're listening to this, this was just us testing our mics. I'm putting it. What the hell? It's extra material. What do I care?
Oh, my. But it's a real song. It's
Father Abraham
had many sons. Oh, we shouldn't sing it like this. That's kind of like either like a schmaltzy soap opery or...
Soap opery?
Or it's
like... Grand old soap opery?
Or it's kind of like, what do you call it? Like the Gilligan's Island theme.
All
right. Just sit right back and I'll tell a tale of Father Abraham.
All right, let's
His
get
many
levels.
Sons.
Oh, we managed to spike them there. All right, so this is me. I am going between the nines and Allison. Let's get yours.
Yes, I am right here, and I am between the...
You're lighter still. I got to boost you more.
Father Abraham.
And this is John. Okay, level check's done.